Once upon a time, a short time ago, a little bug was happily going about his life, playing in the fields, when he saw other bugs moving quickly past him and telling him he had to hide. There was a big cloud storm coming and all the bugs were afraid they would get hurt or swept away by the strong winds or currents. The little bug looked around for somewhere to run to and was surprised by the fact he was standing next to a little door that was about head height, with steps going up to it, with a big sign above it saying, "Safety." The little bug ran up the stairs, opened the door, and slipped quickly into the space behind. As soon as the door shut behind him, the little bug did indeed feel safe and found himself moving, sliding down a chute like the ones he'd played on at the pools. And the next thing, he landed on a soft little purple-green lawn. It was bright and warm here, nice smelling with soft and gentle peaceful sounds, emanating from all around. But the little bug was sad. He felt all alone. He didn't know any buggy. Just then, an older bug, who'd been hurrying past the purple-green lawn, stopped and looked at the little bug and asked, "What's up with you, little bug? You don't look very happy."
"I'm all alone," said the little bug.
"Oh, I know just how that makes you feel," said the old bug kindly. "And where do you feel that?"
"It makes me feel sad and disconnected," said the little bug, "and I feel it in my heart."
"That doesn't sound like it's nice at all," said the older bug. "How would you like to feel instead?" The little bug put one of its feelers over its heart and stood for a moment or two just breathing and feeling into the feelings of the heart. "Well, if I really truly think about how I feel, how I'd like to feel, it would be to be connected and loved. But I don't know where my family are. Those that are close to me are far away."
"Oh, I know only too well how that feels," said the older bug, and he too had one of his feelers over his heart. "Whenever I want to change that feeling of being disconnected, I just play a little game with myself. I lie on the floor with a little toy or piece of cloth or something on my tummy. Then I pretend I've got a balloon in my tummy. And I lift up the toy or piece of cloth each time I breathe in and out. And I pretend it's on a trampoline. I raise the toy 50 times while I think of a lovely happy time, or something, or somebody I love." The old bug knelt down so his face was next to that other little bug and told him, "After 50 jumps on my tummy trampoline, my toy always takes the unhappiness away. And if I can't lie down, I just stand or sit and imagine the toy on my tummy and do the same thing." The little bug thanked the older bug, mainly because his parents had told him that was the polite thing to do when older bugs give you advice. However, he did feel a little happier now than before when he hadn't met the older bug. As he felt better now, he decided the best thing to do was to walk around a bit and explore this new place. Because even though it was a limited space, there was really lots of interesting details. And he felt things would really change for the better. He could see that he might be underground, as there were no windows and what appeared to be lots of roots sticking out of the walls. On some of them, there seemed to be little taps, with little glasses with blue handles next to them, hanging from tiny stones. And then he saw another bug actually taking a drink using one of the glasses, having poured a small amount of beautiful golden liquid from the tap. He wasn't sure if he'd be allowed to try the liquid, but he was starting to feel hungry, so he felt inside and summoned up some courage from deep in his belly and approached the drinking bug.
Excuse me, sir, But is it possible for me to have a little bit of that beautiful looking liquid? It looks so delicious, and I'm really starting to feel a bit hungry.
Why, of course, little bug. It's for all of us here. It's produced by the plants and trees still out there in the storm, holding on and giving us strength.
He then picked up another glass, opened the tap, and the little bug watched as golden droplet after golden droplet cascaded into the beautiful shining glass.
There you go, little bug. Drink some of this, and I'll put a good food into your belly. It will give you the strength of the trees and the plants to weather this storm and to grow now and when it's past.
The little bug thanked him and took the glass and took a tiny taste. Just a teensy-weensy tiny taste.
And oh my! What an experience! It was like the most beautiful food the little bug had ever tasted, or even imagined he could taste.
It flowed beautifully down the bug's body into the very core of its being, and it was as if its tummy was full of shining, healing light, which seemed to fill every bit of the bug's tummy to that point of happy fullness. Not that overfullness that nobody likes, when you can't move comfortably, but that complete fullness, which is just right, when everything's all right. That's right. The little bug didn't need any more, so thankfully gave the glass back and continued exploring the space he was in. He was fascinated to see all the little details and all the little spaces, and even the little spaces seemed to have little spaces within them, depending upon how you looked. However, he was again starting to feel and think about his family, and sat down and started to feel sad again. If only I didn't feel sad. This place is probably quite okay, really, he said to himself. Then the little bug remembered what the older bug had said. So he lay down and found a small twig that just happened to look like a three-legged donkey with his head to one side and placed it on his tummy. I'm gonna make you go up and down with my inner bloom-powered trampoline, said the little bug to the donkey, and started to concentrate on his breathing, allowing him to fall into a gentle rhythm of breathing, in and out, each one for the same length of time. So in and out. And as he breathed in deeply now, he felt his lungs inflating. And then as he imagined the balloon in his belly, he felt that inflate too. And as he did, he saw the three-legged donkey rise up. Then as he breathed out and deflated the balloon in his belly until it was all gone, then he smoothly started the new breath flooding in, filling the lungs and belly and making the donkey rise up and down. In and out. Becoming a nice, even, peaceful rhythm. And as the breathing continued to deepen, flowing ever smoother, the little bug started to think about all the good memories he could recall. At first he found it a little difficult, but the more he made the donkey go up and down, the easier remembering things became. And soon he was reliving happier times and feeling all those lovely feelings that go along with happier times as he continues to breathe in that nice, easy way, just remembering happy times. And before he knew it, the little bug had lifted and made the donkey jump over 50 times. In fact, the little bug thought the donkey actually looked like he was having fun. He was feeling better. In fact, he let out a big squeal of delight, whee! Which seemed to echo and carry into all the surrounding space. and then it travelled out to every little nook and cranny, bringing delight even to the smallest of small spaces.
"Wow," said the little bug, "I feel great. I feel so much calmer and happier. And now I've got the courage to start to find a way out of this situation and to make it better."
And with that, set off in search of a change. He didn't know what sort of a change, but he knew he wanted a change for the better. So as a little bug set off in search of a change for the better, he got to thinking that one of the things he felt in his heart was that he needed to connect with those he was close to. And the bug thought it was funny that he was thinking about what his heart had felt, as if he had asked his heart a question. And he realised that really he had. He knew he had a creative brain in his head, although he didn't always get the things right at Bug You Right, the local school for growing bugs. He just knew that he knew things inside. Sometimes he just knew he was right, and he could feel it in every part of his bug body. The little bug was thinking to itself, "What can I do? Where can I go? And how can I be so that I can change things for the better?" And as the bug wandered along, feeling happy and stronger in itself, it started to become more aware of its surroundings. It noticed there were other doors, leading off to other places, possibly. But there were certainly other openings that seemed to go off into other areas, or there might be other things. And as the little bug became more present to its surroundings, it thought it could hear, very faintly, a familiar sound. The little bug hurried quickly in the direction the sound seemed to be coming from. And as it got louder, it became more conscious of the colours which were around, and of the feel of the ground under his many legs, and the sensations that were coming back from his little bug body as it scampered over the uneven surfaces. Now, as the sound got louder, the little bug became aware that there was a slightly familiar smell. He couldn't quite put his finger on it, but he thought he had something about it that reminded him of his family. And as the little bug scampered around a corner, it was almost bowled over by the sight, sound and even smell of his own bug family right in front of him. "I don't believe it," screamed the little bug. "I don't believe it," screamed all the family bugs, together in the same high-pitched bug scream. Then the little bug jumped into the very centre of his family, and there was just a mass of arms, legs and feelers as they all embraced. "Oh, it's so wonderful to have you back, my darling," said the bug's mummy. "We missed you so much."
"And were so worried," said the bug's father.
"We missed you too," said his siblings. "But where are my older brother and sister?" said the little bug.
"They can't be with us," said the bug's mother. "But don't worry, darling, they're safe, but have to weather the storm somewhere else. At times, they're even helping other bugs who aren't doing so well in the storm. But they'll be with us once it's over."
"If we hold them in our heart, they can be with us all the time," said the little bug as he looked deeply into the eyes of his family.
"What do you mean, darling?" said the bug's mum.
"Well, I learned when I was upset and sad that if you can make your donkey jump up and down for only 50 times, it will take the sad feelings away and leave happy thoughts and feelings in its place."
"What on earth are you talking about?" said the father bug.
"Well, when I was sad and felt disconnected, I used my belly to breathe deeply and thought of happy things that made my heart feel better. It was then I was able to notice more things. Then I heard the familiar buzz of my family. I could even smell you, although at the time I didn't know that it was you. I just knew the sound and smell felt familiar. I felt connected," said the little bug.
"Well now," said Father Bug, "I'm certainly going to start doing that now for myself, from now on."
"Me too,"
said Mother Bug. "We can get a message to your older brother and sister to do the same. That way, if we all do it when we wake up and go to sleep, we will always be connected together, forever and ever.
Even when the storm's passed and we're all moved into our little own nests and these sad times are behind us. Yay, said the little bug, as he fell sleepily into the arms of his parents and instinctively started to breathe evenly and deeply into his belly, starting to think of all the lovely things as he drifted quietly and contentedly to sleep. Breathing deeply in and out. Breathing in and out. In and out.